Well, what a spectacular opening ceremony it was last night at the new Bowl Stadium. Politicians, ambassadors, Olympians and royalty joined thousands of fans in Douglas in what was certainly a night to remember. All 64 nations marched into the stadium to a standing ovation, but the loudest roar of the night went to the final team out, our very own host nation of the Isle of Man. John Watterson has been the island's premier sports reporter for more than 30 years.
I've been quite fortunate over the years. I've been to many opening ceremonies for Commonwealth Games, Island
Still
Games, etc. But this stands very highly. Actually, it's just right, really. Sometimes they're drawn out too much. But this one was absolutely perfect. And, you know, we've been so lucky tonight. The weather forecast today was appalling. I thought it was going to be an absolute nightmare tonight, and it's turned out fantastic. It really couldn't have been better. It's a bit cool here tonight, but it just adds to the atmosphere. The teams walking in, spectacular sights, the colours, the creeds, the costumes, the flags, the whole international scene is fantastic.
Superfan Ray McMullen was also impressed.
Well, I've been to Ireland and Alawite this year for the Island Games, and what the Alaman put on the Bull tonight was up there. At least as good as any of them. Very proud of the Isle of Man today. They put on a fantastic performance. Well done. Brilliant.
The night also proved to be a moving one for Martin Quayle MHK, who played a major role in bringing the games to Manx Shores.
Absolutely fabulous. It's such a proud moment for everybody in the Isle of Man to welcome the nations of the Commonwealth, 64 nations, to be here represented tonight. The bowl looks absolutely fabulous. I think the Isle of Man can be so proud of playing its role in world affairs and having such a sporting event right here on the doorstep. As a proud Manxman, I think it was fantastic just to be here to witness it all.
And now a full day of action awaits as competitors begin their medal bid. Taking centre stage this afternoon will be athletics, with both the men's and women's 100 metre final just after 6 o'clock. Expect good things from the Jamaicans there. And a strong Kenyan team are expected to dominate the middle distance events, which take place from lunchtime onwards. We'll also see cycling time trials along Douglas Promenade at the same time, but kicking things off in an hour will be the swimmers. So with all that in mind, stay tuned and join me again on the lunchtime update with all the latest news. This is Richard Farragher for 3FM. The atmosphere here at the NSC has been electric today, and it kicked off with the swimming events at 9 o'clock. And I'm delighted to say the Isle of Man team captain Grant Halsall didn't disappoint in the 200-metre backstroke as he finished runner-up in the heats. I grabbed a word with our team skipper poolside.
I've had a few injuries and illnesses this year, so it's good to shake the cobwebs off and get some racing. Commonwealth is a mix, I mean, especially in swimming. There's some events that are really good and some events that are not so good. But yeah, my event's pretty tough, and hopefully I can get in there and win some medals. Well, I'm in third, and anything can happen, really. I'll just try my best. New Zealand and Australia are always strong, and there's always some good Canadians, but apart from that, it's an open field. I don't think anybody's ready to lead a team into a Commonwealth these games, but try my best, and it's a great honour.
And the best of luck to Grant in tonight's final, which starts at around 6 o'clock. Out of interest, you might remember we spoke to New Zealand Olympic hopeful Sophia Batchelor early in the week, and she started brightly, finishing 4th in the 50-metre butterfly and 3rd in the 200-metre backstroke. The athletics gets underway in just over an hour's time, and there's one team who have everybody talking today. Yes, you guessed it, it's the Jamaicans, and earlier I spoke to their coach, Kirk Brown.
Well, we have two girls in the 100, one girl in the 400 metres. So our chances are as good as everybody else. I mean, we expect to put on a good show. Well, we're satisfied with the preparation so far, and we look forward to the races.
What do you make of the competition? Because sometimes it's quite difficult to gauge who's going to be here and what the standard's going to be like.
Well, not really much about the opposition, but as I say, we are as good as everybody else, so we will work for the best as we go there. We haven't seen any competition yet, but so far the atmosphere is very wonderful. Well, it's chilly, but it's supposed to get warmer today, so we're enjoying ourselves.
The first three rounds of the badminton are also underway, as are the quarterfinals of the boxing over at the Villa, and coincidentally, Manxman Eddie Rennie will fight Australian Lewis Daniels in his second round bout at around 6 o'clock tonight. So it's going to be an action-packed evening, and join me again later on the Drive Time News for a full update, but for now, this is Richard Farragher for 3FM. It's been an afternoon of high drama since my last update, as action continues all across Douglas in these Commonwealth Youth Games. Manx flag bearer at last night's opening ceremony, Ben Lee, was in action on the badminton court earlier in what turned out to be a frustrating match for the teenager.
Didn't go very well, lost in two games. Had a set point in the first game, but didn't take it. He did play quite better than me, I think. I made a lot of mistakes, so can't complain with the result, but can with the performance. I'm playing doubles with Matt Nicholson, playing Australia again. So, yeah, hopefully, can do well.
And Ben, of course, yes, last night was a great occasion, and you were flag bearer. Just tell us how that felt.
It's amazing, like, all the people just cheering you on. It's like representing the home nation, carrying the flag. It's huge, huge honour to have. And I'm so thankful that the management allowed me to have the opportunity.
So disappointment earlier for Ben, but he's currently back on court with Matt Nicholson now, and the Manx pair are playing well. Yesterday I spoke to gold medal tip boxer David Theroux of Canada, and today he was up against England's Henry Thomas. About an hour ago the pair had the fight of the tournament, and would you believe it, the judges scored 99 points to 100 in favour of Thomas. Absolutely incredible stuff there at the Villa. The athletics got underway 20 minutes ago at the NSC, and earlier I grabbed a chat to someone who knows a thing or two about performing well on the track, none other than double Olympic gold medalist Dame Kelly Holmes.
Yeah, I really enjoy the opening. You know, it's always one of those things when you're a young person, you go into a big championship, and to have an opening ceremony, to kind of get the buzz of it, gets the inspiration going, excitement going. You know, at the end of the day, this is a, you know, small island. You're welcoming the whole of the Commonwealth, and I think you've done yourself proud.
I mean, obviously, you've been here a little while now. What are you kind of making of the event itself now? The games are underway.
Well, the really good thing is that you've got brilliant facilities. So, you know, at the end of the day, from an athlete's point of view, you can kind of get away, you feel the buzz and the atmosphere, all of the sports. You know, at the end of the day, this is what it's like. It's a multi-sport event, and that's what's key for something like this. You know, that's the excitement.
So this evening then, we have numerous track and field finals, including the men's and women's 100 metres, the final of the cycling time trials along Douglas Prom, Grant Halsall going for gold in the swimming pool, and the island's sole boxing competitor Eddie Rennie in action against Australia's Daniel Lewis. Best of luck to all our athletes tonight. I'll be back tomorrow with a full roundup of how they got on, as well as a look ahead to the rugby. This is Richard Farragher for 3FM.